I'm going to live until I die, and I'm not going to get life and death confused. Cure yourself of excusitis, the failure disease. You will find that the more successful the individual, the less inclined he is to make excuses. But the fellow who has gone nowhere and has no plans for getting anywhere always has a book full of reasons to explain why. Persons with mediocre accomplishments are quick to explain why they haven't, why they don't, why they can't, and why they aren't. Like any disease, excusitis gets worse if it isn't treated properly. A victim of this thought disease goes through this mental process. I'm not doing as well as I should. What can I use as an alibi that will help me save face? Poor health? Lack of education? Too old? Too young? Bad luck? Personal misfortune? The way my family brought me up? Once the victim of this failure disease has selected a good excuse, he sticks with it. Then he relies on the excuse to explain to himself and others why he is not going forward. And each time the victim makes the excuse becomes embedded deeper within his subconsciousness. Thoughts, positive or negative, grow stronger when fertilized with constant repetition. At first, the victim of excusitis knows his alibi is more or less a lie. But the more frequently he repeats it, the more convinced he becomes that it is completely true, that the alibi is the real reason for his not being the success he should be. Excusitis appears in a wide variety of forms, but the worst types of this disease are health excusitis, intelligence excusitis, age excusitis, and luck excusitis. Health excusitis ranges all the way from the chronic, I don't feel good, to the more specific, I've got such and such wrong with me. Bad health, in 1,000 different forms, is used as an excuse for failing to do what a person wants to do. Millions and millions of people suffer from health excusitis, but is it in most cases a legitimate excuse? Think for a moment of all the highly successful people you know who could, but who don't, use health as an excuse. The perfect specimen of adult life is non-existent. There is something physically wrong with everybody. Many surrender in whole or in part to health excusitis, but success-thinking people do not. I'd resolve to live until I die. I'm going to live until I die, and I'm not going to get life and death confused. While I'm on this earth, I'm going to live. Every minute a person spends worrying about dying is just one minute that fellow might as well have been dead. Worry about it, and you may have real trouble. I'm not going to think myself to bed. Refuse to talk about your health. The more you talk about an ailment, even the common cold, the worse it seems to get. Talking about bad health is like putting fertilizer on weeds. Success-minded people defeat the natural tendency to talk about their bad health. I always beg worriers to exercise some self-control. Refuse to worry about your health. Be genuinely grateful that your health is as good as it is. I felt sorry for myself because I had ragged shoes until I met a man who had no feet. Instead of complaining about not feeling good, it's far better to be glad you are as healthy as you are. Remind yourself often, it's better to wear out than rust out. Life is yours to enjoy. Don't waste it. Intelligence excusitis, or I lack brains, is common. People suffering from this particular type of the malady suffer in silence. Not many people will admit openly that they think they lack adequate intelligence. Rather, they feel it deep down inside. Most of us make two basic errors with respect to intelligence. We underestimate our own brain power. We overestimate the other fellow's brain power. Many people sell themselves short. They fail to tackle challenging situations because it takes a brain. What really matters is not how much intelligence you have, but how you use what you do have. The thinking that guides your intelligence is much more important than the quantity of your brain power. Let me repeat, for this is vitally important. The thinking that guides your intelligence is much more important than how much intelligence you may have. Not even a PhD degree can override this basic success principle. Nearly always, it's attitude. We can't do much to change the amount of native ability, but we can certainly change the way we use what we have. Knowledge is power when you use it constructively. Closely allied to intelligence excusitis is some incorrect thinking about knowledge. We often hear that knowledge is power, but this statement is only a half-truth. Knowledge is power only when put to use, and then only when the use made of it is constructive. The story is told that the great scientist Einstein was once asked how many feet are in a mile. Einstein's reply was, "I don't know. Why should I fill my brain with facts I can find in 2 minutes in any standard reference book?" Einstein taught us a big lesson. He felt it was more important to use your mind to think than to use it as a warehouse for facts. The ability to know how to get information is more important than using the mind as a garage for facts. What I want around me are people who can solve problems, who can think up ideas, people who can dream and then develop the dream into a practical application. Never underestimate your own intelligence, and never overestimate the intelligence of others. Don't sell yourself short. Concentrate on your assets. Discover your superior talents. Remind yourself several times daily, "My attitudes are more important than my intelligence." At work and at home, practice positive attitudes. See the reasons why you can do it, not the reasons why you can't. Develop an "I'm winning" attitude. Put your intelligence to creative, positive use. Use it to find ways to win, not to prove you will lose. Remember that the ability to think is of much greater value than the ability to memorize facts. Use your mind to create and develop ideas, to find new and better ways to do things. Age excusitis, the failure disease of never being the right age, comes in two easily identifiable forms, the "I'm too old" variety and the "I'm too young" brand. You've heard hundreds of people of all ages explain their mediocre performance in life something like this: "I'm too old or too young to break in now. I can't do what I want to do or am capable of doing because of my age handicap." Really, it's surprising how few people feel they are just right age-wise, and it's unfortunate. This excuse has closed the door of real opportunity to thousands of individuals. They think their age is wrong, so they don't even bother to try. The I'm too old variety is the most common form of age excusitis. This disease is spread in subtle ways. Curing yourself of age excusitis often opens doors to opportunities that you thought were locked tight. When you beat down your fears of age limitations, you add years to your life as well as success. Old age is a failure disease. Defeat it by refusing to let it hold you back. Don't be age conscious. Your age won't be a handicap unless you make it one. Age has no real relation to ability unless you convince yourself that years alone will give you the stuff you need to make your mark. Look at your present age positively. Practice looking forward to new horizons and gain the enthusiasm and the feel of youth. Invest future time in doing what you really want to do. It's too late only when you let your mind go negative and think it's too late. Stop thinking, I should have started years ago. That's failure thinking. Instead think, I'm going to start now. My best years are ahead of me. That's the way successful people think. People who rise to the top in any occupation get there because they have superior attitudes and use their good sense in applied hard work. Don't be a wishful thinker. Don't waste your mental muscles dreaming of an effortless way to win success. We don't become successful simply through luck. Success comes from doing those things and mastering those principles that produce success. Don't count on luck for promotions, victories, the good things in life. Luck simply isn't designed to deliver these good things. Instead, just concentrate on developing those qualities in yourself that will make you a winner. Live until I die, and I'm not going to get life and death confused.